Back home now, and tens of thousands of Irish holidaymakers are facing another day of disruption with 14 flights out of Dublin Airport cancelled due to the French air traffic controllers' dispute. And this dispute comes at the start of the holiday season when we already have record numbers of people using the airports. Cork and Dublin had their busiest June ever. And the chief executive of Dublin Airport Authority, Kenny Jacobs, is on the line. Kenny Jacobs, good morning to you. And maybe you'd fill us in, first of all, on this second day of disruption. What's not flying that should be today?
Well, we'll have about 15 so far flights that will be cancelled today, in addition to the about 25 to 30 flights which will end up being cancelled yesterday. In addition to the cancellations, there was very significant delays. So, look, this is the annual ransom by a very small group of French air traffic controllers. It's about 50 air traffic controllers in Paris have disrupted the plans of over 500,000 European travellers on the big exodus while everyone goes on their holidays. And it's simply unacceptable. It happens every year. They only strike on Fridays. And it's unacceptable. Europe needs to do something, and it's very unfair to families, be they Irish families flying from Dublin to Faro to go to the Algarve, wondering why they're suffering a 4 to 6 hour delay because they're not going to France, but they're flying over France. And the key thing that Europe needs to do is say to the French, flights over France cannot be disrupted. If you're having a strike, that's your problem. You deal with it domestically by cancelling domestic flights. So it's a mess. It's a ransom. It happens every year, and it needs to stop.
You say Europe needs to do something. You've set out what you want them to do. Will they?
They haven't done it for two decades. And some that needs to finally change. Ryanair has over 1 million signatories, and they will be bringing a call for legislation to be passed at the EU. But I think it's absolutely up to the EU to tackle the French government and say, look, we have a single Europe. We want a single Europe on many different fronts. Why can't we have a single European sky? Dublin-based air traffic controllers could run French airspace. So Europe can fix this. They're the ones who need to tackle it. And it's about time that that happens.
And let's talk about the situation at Dublin Airport then, going into the holiday season after the busiest June ever. But you're taking issue with those CSO figures we saw recently, showing a drop in the number of European visitors here.
Yeah, our data is different, so I don't think we're taking issue. I mean, the CSO's data is up to the CSO, and I know several other parts of the industry are questioning the data, and I think it's good if everybody does align their data. What we're seeing in Q1 was we were flat in Q1. That's because of the passenger cap at Dublin. In Q2, so the second quarter of the year, we're plus 4%. Europeans in June are up 6%. And Americans coming here is up 4%. And overall, Dublin is, for the month of June, is up 5.5%, while Cork is up a stonking 15%. So our data is different. We obviously have the passport data. I know some of the CSO data is based on surveys. So look, it's good that people are coming here. We're very dependent on tourism as a small island economy, and that creates a lot of jobs. We want to keep people coming to Ireland, and we want to keep Irish people connecting with Europe and the rest of the world. But yeah, our data is different to what the CSO have reported.
Right. You mentioned the passenger cap, Kenny Jacobs. It's currently 32 million. It's been that since 2007. You have an application in with Fingal local authority to lift to 40 million. And there's separately a legal challenge from the airlines that's been brought against the Irish Aviation Authority that's been referred to the European Court of Justice. So given all of that, where are we on the planning on the airport cap?
So the airport cap is 32 million. We actually have two applications in with Fingal County Council, one for 36 million to lift the cap and one for 40 million. We want to get going with a 40 million cap. It'll take Europe, and that's the European Court of Justice, about another 12 months to deal with the case that you've referred to. And I'm confident that Europe will decide that European regulation on aviation slots takes precedence over a domestic planning condition. In advance of that, I actually think the Irish government will fix the situation and find a solution for the passenger cap. I think that will come in the autumn. I hope it comes in the autumn because, look, this is a unique Irish problem. I think it would be better that it was fixed within Ireland, and that would be by the government to come with a solution that would remove the cap. That will remove uncertainty. Uncertainty has existed and it creates a problem for airlines. This week we just saw TUI, an airliner, pulling two aircraft out of Dublin, partly because of that uncertainty. So we want to create an environment where we can grow again. We want to get planning permission granted because the team at Dublin are doing a great job. This is going to be a very strong summer, but we need more space and we need to add more piers and stands that will allow us to continue to grow.
And of course, you're very familiar with people in the area saying they need to have less noise pollution. They need to have an area that they want to live in and breathe cleaner air. And many of them will be. Is your ultimate target for Dublin Airport 55 million?
Beyond that, but that's taking a long lens, and that's a very positive thing for Ireland. And it's great that over 84% of the local population in Fingal are supportive of growth of the airport. And we do take noise and air quality very, very seriously. You know, the future direction of travel is we're going to be insulating more homes. Aircraft are getting quieter. We will work on everything we can with the local community to keep those issues away while we're growing. And that's the balanced approach that is required. Because again, Ireland is a small island economy. We need growth. We need the connectivity. We need the airport to grow. And we want to do that in a sustainable and sensible way.
Chief Executive of the Dublin Airport Authority, Ken Kenny Jacobs, thank you for talking to us this morning.